Now in year number 6, it's a Yank on the Footy with Craig Wessels. Everybody sit back and enjoy a chat about the greatest game on the face of the earth. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I do hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Cheers!
Good day, and thanks for checking out this short episode of A Yank on the Footy. I'm Craig Wessels, coming to you from Sandusky, Ohio. In 2016, I rediscovered the game of footy, and as most Americans my age, I remembered seeing the VFL being aired on ESPN during that network's infancy. I've been a baseball fan for well over half a century and had become rather disenchanted with Major League Baseball around 2018 for reasons that you can find in another episode of the podcast. And I've not watched a moment of baseball in almost 5 years. I can safely tell you that I have fallen head over heels in love with footy and have recently become very interested in the game of cricket as well. Now, with my podcast, I am often joined by guests, including my mate Mick Aussie, who lives in Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada, for MickAussie.tv, to preview or review each round. I do preview episodes each season for all 18 clubs as well. And while I certainly enjoy that, I truly also enjoy sharing great stories about footy from club presidents like Melbourne's Kate Roffey to legends of the game like legendary Kangaroos Barry Cheatley and Donald McDonald and Melbourne Premiership player Frank Davis, as well as AFL and NFL trailblazer Darren Bennett. I've also loved sharing the stories of everyday footy fans and telling their stories of how they became a supporter of their club or how their local footy club endured a long losing streak that carried over many years. It's also awesome to discover the game of footy and often how that a particular game of footy has impacted the lives of my guests as well. Learning about how these local footy clubs that they're parts of act as a social hub for their communities has been just as rewarding as it has been fascinating as well. And while my discussions of a podcast are always rooted in football, they will often dig more deeply into other aspects of the lives of my guests and their interests. I've been able to share stories of heroism, sacrifice, sadness, and joy, and have just loved telling these stories. I love telling the stories because these are footy fans, but there are more facets to them than just a game, and I love telling those types of things. Now, I have a few goals when it comes to the podcast, and maybe I'm a little different than other podcasts that you listen to. One of the goals is, of course, maybe a little selfish, is to promote the AFL to Americans who would love the game once they discover it, because the AFL still does not do a fantastic job of marketing the game here. We could certainly do a better job with that. Another goal is to use the podcast, as mentioned previously, to tell the stories of people who are involved in the game at all levels. And at this point in my life, footy makes up about 75% of all the sport that I watch, with cricket and the Cleveland Browns and occasionally the Ohio State Buckeyes football team occupying the remainder of my sport viewing. I don't watch hockey or basketball or golf or tennis or anything of that nature. And as I mentioned already, I don't watch baseball anymore either. Now, I cannot tell you how much the game of footy and the people that I've been able to interact with around the game truly mean to me. It's incalculable. Okay. I don't know if I go so far as to say it's been a lifesaver, but it has been such a key part of my life. Now, the fact that so many people have been so gracious in sharing their time and their stories and their thoughts to me is beyond humbling. And I cannot thank those people nearly enough. Now, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that at this point in my life, and I work as a school teacher, I've been doing that for 30 years, that I actually talk to more people that live in Australia than I do that live on my own street. And I love engaging with these folks and hearing about their lives, hoping to make a trip there in 2025. That's the plan. Was going to come this year. Had to make a few adjustments to that. Now, I want to encourage you to check out my podcast over at ayankonthefooty.com or on your favorite podcast host as well. You can also find the podcast over on YouTube. Just search out my name, Craig Wessels, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the podcast. Love to hear your stories as well. So if you've got a great story to tell, that would be absolutely awesome. So that's a quick little introduction to the podcast if you've not heard it before. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, may your dribble kick never hit the post. I will catch you later. And cheers. Bye-bye.